Thank you. You may be seated. In the Corinthian church, there was an issue with the Lord's table, and they abused it. Paul talked to them about it in his first letter that we have, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. He's correcting it, and then he tells us how we are to take communion, the Lord's table. So he says to us, "For I, Paul, received from the Lord that which I also delivered you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which was broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same manner, he also took the cup, the one after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me.'" Now, he's talking about what took place in the upper room with Jesus. We call it the Last Supper, which is really the first Lord's table. And as you go through the Passover, there were four cups. He doesn't mention the first two at all, doesn't mention the last one. He mentions the third one, which is that one. And that's called the cup of redemption. He mentions the bread, which is done at the end of the meal. Prior to that third cup, they would break the bread, the aphikomen, which was like the dessert, and they would break it and hand it out. And they had a procedure. You never prayed over the bread. Do you know that? Not in the Passover ceremony, but Jesus prayed over the bread. And then he handed it out, said, "This is my body, which is broken for you." And they all went, "Huh?" So they took it, and then he took the cup, the fourth cup, third cup, which is a cup of redemption. He said, "This is a new covenant in my blood. Drink all of it." And they all went, "Huh?" Because this had never been done before. Been done countless times since by people like you and me who know the Lord as Savior, remembering what that meant. But see, they did the Passover every year to remind themselves of God the Father, how the Lord, Yahweh, had delivered Israel from Egypt. Now we do this to remind us how God's Son, Yahweh saves, Jesus, died on the cross, sent by his Father to deliver us from our sin and condemnation. Amazing thing. So that's the picture. Then he says, lest we think we can mess with this, this is his picture. "For as oft as you eat the bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a person examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep." Because they abused the communion service, abused the communion process, the picture. He said that God was judging them. And then he makes a great promise. "For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord that we may not be condemned with the world." And the last couple of verses are written specifically for the Corinthians. "Therefore, my brethren, when you come together, tarry one for another. Wait for one another. But if anyone's hungry, let him eat at home, that he come not together into judgment. The rest will I set in order when I come." The first part of that is very important to us, though, this whole setup, that we have to do this by examining ourselves and making sure that we have dealt with the sin, judging ourselves. That's using 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Always point this out. That word confess does not mean, "Well, I'm sorry, God, I did it." What it means is, "Yes, Lord, that's sin. I have sinned against you." And then he forgives us our sins and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. That's what that's about. And if we judge ourselves, he said, we will not be judged. We will not be chastened because God forgives us. So we will take time, a few seconds of silent prayer where we can ask the Lord and prepare our hearts, if you haven't done that already, And then we will ask one of these men to pray, and we will partake of the Lord's table. This is the Lord's table. It is for the Lord's people. So if you don't know the Lord and Savior, you probably should let it pass. But everyone else can participate. So we will pray. Let us pray, and then we'll ask one of these men to pray, and we'll continue. Adam, we ask a blessing on the remembrance of his body.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this remembrance of what you did for us, sending your Son to the cross because our sin had to be paid for, and Jesus paid for those sins with his broken body. It is not something that we fully understand, but something that we are grateful for. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The Bible says, "For I received from the Lord that which also I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Amen. Lord, we ask the blessing on the remembrance of his blood.
Dear Father in heaven, as we take communion this day, we are so thankful for the forgiveness of sin. We thank you for all that you've done in our lives. Now we pray that as we leave this house this day, that you will follow us through the rest of this week, that we might be a good witness for you, that we might be kind to those because you've been kind to us. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.
The Bible says, in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for those words hardly seem adequate for all that you've done for us. Your son came and he died for us. We're just amazed he did. I mean, we are not worthy of any of it. Thank you for what he did. Thank you for the fact that we can remember it, knowing that if we weren't doing this every month and doing it regularly, we would forget. Thank you for giving us this memory aid to help us remember the great price that you paid for our redemption. Help us never to take it for granted. Help us never to not appreciate it. Help us to always be desiring to glorify you. Pray that you'd bless us. As we go from this place, use us this week. We pray for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen.